For Inside Texas Tech, I'm Betsy Blaney. Texas Tech Nutritional Sciences Professor Nick Durander wasn't looking for a virus that causes obesity. He wanted to learn if one did, and he succeeded. The AD36 virus and Durando's startling research since 1995 will be spotlighted by National Geographic this fall. Studies by research groups across every continent except Africa have brought similar findings since he confirmed that infectobesity, obesity through infection, is real.
Now I'm not alone anymore, and I feel vindicated. Except Africa, every other continent, there have been reports about AD36 and obesity.
Durando says experiments on chickens, mice, rats, and marmosets have proven that infection by AD36, an adenovirus, causes obesity. The AD36 virus was injected into animals and they became obese. In the next experiment, an infected animal was placed in a cage with one that wasn't infected. The latter became infected and grew obese. Then, Durando did testing using animals' blood.
So we were trying to mimic blood transfusion from an infected donor to a receiver. And we showed that you could transmit that virus. Recipient got that virus, got infected, and got obesity as well.
For ethical reasons, none of the tests done on animals were done on humans. But tests were done in humans to see if there had been any AD36 infection in the past. That's done by testing their blood for antibodies to the AD36 virus. The first human test looked at those who had AD36 antibodies versus those who did not have the antibodies.
Turns out, in many, many experiments that we did, and many experiments that other people have done, other research groups have done all over the world, that if you are exposed to AD36, your chance of having obesity are 2 to 3-fold higher.
Next, 1,500 subjects, some who had AD36 antibodies and some who didn't, were followed for 10 years.
Our hypothesis was that at baseline, those who are AD36 positive will gain more body fat at the end of 10 years compared to those who are negative. That is exactly what the case was.
A third experiment used 27 pairs of twins who had discordant results, meaning one twin had AD36 antibodies and the other did not.
Our hypothesis was that if this virus, AD36, has anything to do with body weight, the twin that has AD36 infection will be heavier compared to its own co-twin that doesn't have AD36 infection. And that's exactly what we found.
In the body, the virus's mechanism works through stem cells, a type of cell that can produce other cells which are able to develop into any kind of cell in the body. Fat cells contain stem cells.
This virus goes to these stem cells, infects these stem cells, increases their replication. So you have more number of stem cells and then turns them to become fat cells. And so you have more number of stem cells that become more fat cells, and then they accumulate more fat.
Durando says he tried to stimulate a stem cell that was inside a fat cell to become a bone cell. But once he injected the AD36 virus, the stem cell refused to become a bone cell and instead became a fat cell. He stresses that there are other microbes and reasons, both internal and external, that cause people to become obese. AD36 is just one way. For Inside Texas Tech, on FM 89.1, I'm Betsy Blaney.